Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I am Steve Hemphill, and active-faith.org is our website. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're continuing our series on miracles and spiritual gifts. Did miracles and spiritual gifts end? Part 5. This will cover Hebrews 2, verse 4, and 1 Peter 4. 10 and 11. Now, as I've stated previously, I was raised as a cessationist. That means I believed that all miracles and revelations and gifts ended when Jesus ascended and the apostles died. It's called cessationism. As we continued to investigate and study the passages in the Bible about these things, as we look at each verse, we're going to consider a question or two to give us insight into the cessationist viewpoint and the non-cessationist viewpoint. So we'll start with Hebrews 2, verse 4. And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit wherever He chose. So He confirmed the truth with miracles. The Holy Spirit's gifts also confirm the truth. So why wouldn't God continue to confirm His messages with wonders and miracles and gifts? Do people no longer need confirmation of God's message? Seems to me like they need it more today than ever in a world that's full of deception. Now let's jump to 1 Peter 4, verse 10. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Okay, he doesn't say God has given each apostle a gift. He doesn't say that. He's given each of you. Who is it written to? He's writing to Christians everywhere, even to us today. We still learn things in this. So God gives spiritual gifts to all Christians, and Christians are to use their spiritual gifts to serve one another, and serving others shows them God's grace. As each one of you received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good servants of the manifold grace of God. It doesn't say God used to give spiritual gifts to all Christians. It says He gives spiritual gifts to all Christians. Along with this declaration, we're instructed to use our spiritual gifts to serve one another. How could we do that if the gifts are gone? Now, 1 Peter 4, verse 11. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. So some Christians' spiritual gift is speaking or preaching. And those with the spiritual gift of speaking or preaching are to speak soberly for God. Verse 11. Do you have a gift of speaking? Then speak as though God were speaking through you. Now, some have the spiritual gift of helping others. It's a gift. Those with the spiritual gift of helping should help enthusiastically. Do it with all the strength and energy God supplies. And then it says, everything you do will bring glory to God. So your spiritual gifts are designed to be used to bring God glory. And how long will that bring Him glory? Forever. So this confirms that God has given some the spiritual gift of speaking. Some are gifted speakers. We use that term all the time. They have the gift of speaking, and some have the gift of helping. These gifts are designed by God and gifted by God to bring God glory forever. Obviously, it's not intended just for the apostles, since this is written to all Christians in general. So, we're not talking about something just for a select few. This is something that is over and over referred to as something universal. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God to fill you with His Spirit so you can accomplish your full potential for the kingdom. And you might pray like this: Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me recognize and use all the spiritual gifts you have given me to the fullest extent to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.